You were married for some time, living in Kansas City as we were following your career.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And from Kansas City, where did we go?
Oh, dear. Well, let me make this brief. My husband taught school, and while he was teaching school, he went to school because he just loved school and worked on his master's. And I don't understand that, but why anybody would just love school that much. But he does.
He taught school,
and we lived in Missouri and Iowa. He taught in public and private schools.
What part of Iowa?
Oh, central south part. South central, I guess, would be the better way to say it.
Yeah. See, having graduated from Bellevue High School, it's just across the river from Iowa. So we know
right.
a lot of the towns in Iowa.
Right, right.
In fact, Johnny Carson was born in Iowa.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. Norfolk, now we broadcast to Norfolk, Nebraska, and we want to say we love you all down there in Nebraska, but Johnny Carson really was born in Iowa.
Yes. In fact, there's a place called Clarinda, Iowa. It's not very far away from where my mother lives. And there's a, I think, now, boy, I could be in trouble. It's been a while. But I think it's called, like, Carson Avenue or something like
really?
That.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And from
I might
Iowa?
Be dreaming.
From Iowa? Where'd we go?
Then we went back to Kansas City. And to make a long story short, my husband got out of the teaching and public administration end of it and went into air traffic control flight service, which is what he does now. And he had to go to school in Oklahoma City for a while, so we lived there for a few months. And then his first station was in Vermont, and we spent three long, hard years in Vermont.
And
the
then
we finally got back to the Midwest, and which is where we wanted to be for many reasons, one of them being economic, and being a little closer to home and family. It was just too far to go home on the weekends. And we're about 400 miles from home, so we can zip down there on the weekends, no big deal. And we've lived in a lot of different places, but I'll tell you, this is the best place we've ever lived in. And I'm not just saying that because I want you to buy my tape. But DeSmet is a really special town. You know, that's the little town on the prairie of the Laura Ingalls Wilder books.
That's right.
And so we have a lot of tourists coming through there, and I can highly recommend to them, not only is it a good place to visit, but it's a good place to live. And about Vermont, I hope nobody from Vermont is listening, but when people say, well, how did you like Vermont? I said, oh, it is a great place to visit. And it really and truly is. I just didn't like living there.
What?
I'm a flatlander.
Okay, you're a flatlander. You didn't like the mountains?
I loved to look at the mountains, but I longed for the wide open spaces. And this is about as wide and open as you're going to get.